how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the greatest of all the commandments. It's time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, reflections on the ultimate gift of identity.
That our identity is wrapped up in a relationship with a person, and his name is Jesus. The ultimate gift of love we find from the cross as he gives himself in our behalf. And then from time to time, I oftentimes will take moments to just contemplate the thought, the reality, the question, why did he do it?
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. For the next 24 hours, consider God's ultimate gift, your identity in Christ, and visit our website for more tips on Great Commandment Living, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Welcome to Great Commandment Radio, biblical, practical how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the greatest of all the commandments. Yes, even with your kids. And we start today with a parenting pop quiz. Have you ever said something like this? Now, don't cop that attitude with me, young man or young woman. You know, it's not just always about getting what needs to be done done. Attitude counts. And today, you'll learn how to help your kids become your nearest disciples and helpmates with things that need to be done with the right attitude. Believe it or not, it can be done. God can work miracles. You'll find out how today on Great Commandment Radio. So let's get started. Our special guest this week, Terry Ferguson Sneed, the Fergusons' oldest daughter and co-author of Parenting with Intimacy, along with Dr. David Ferguson.
Well, thanks for joining us midweek on Great Commandment Radio. We've gotten to a great place this week in our journey of children as our nearest disciples. Earlier in the week, we talked about, are you ready for this, parents? The need for our children to have compliant behavior. In other words, when we ask them to do something, they what? They do it. Miracle of miracles. And then on yesterday's program, we talked about children begin to do what they need to do without being asked. We're talking about now personal responsibility. Imagine, parents, we've kind of got this formula going. We've got kind of this mixture of what makes a faithful, near disciple of our children. First, we put in the ingredient of compliant behavior. They're doing what they need to do. Next comes personal responsibility. They make the bed. They brush the teeth. They bring their books home. And on today's program, you ready for this? We had a big dose of good attitude.
Da, 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 da.
And now we're talking about, Terry, on the teenage years. Now, this is almost a contradiction. You mean to tell me...
a good attitude with a teenager.
Yeah. It is going to take a miracle, isn't it? Yeah. So imagine, parents, here's our simple goal. We're talking about the parenting journey. Let's keep it simple. We want our children doing what they need to do without being asked, and now with a good attitude.
That's a tall order.
It is a tall order, and yet that's a part of the journey in being a faithful disciple. We do it with the joy. We do it with the gratitude of what God is doing in our hearts and lives. And so it's a challenge, and Terry, earlier in the week, you mentioned, again, the blendedness of your family. We've got two of the grandchildren of mine now in these early age years where we're working on compliant behavior. And then when you and your husband Wayne got married, you were right in the smack of a couple of teenage boys too, weren't you?
I know. That was sort of a welcome to parenthood 101 Slam dunk. Yeah, when Wayne and I married, we had two almost teenage boys at that point. And so, yes, we got to do this stage right away. And I remember particularly when Michael was, let's see, he was about 13, and his particular area of responsibility at that point was to mow the lawn. And weekends would go by, and there would be no mowed lawn. And so we had various discussions with him about that and about how that was his responsibility, and we had, you know, privileges lost until that happened, and all this until one day we had a real important discussion with Michael, and here's the gist of it. We basically had this discussion that Michael said, "Terry, if you would tell me one time," emphasis on one time, "if you would tell me one time, hey, Michael, we need for the lawn to be mowed by Saturday. And then if you would just then let me handle it and take care of it on my own time and in my own way, I'll be in charge." Mm. And we said, okay, we'll see how this flies. So I remember distinctly one particular Friday night, he asked for his friend Blake to spend the night. They stay up all night playing video games. Saturday comes around and, you know, I hate to say it, but I was a little skeptical. I'm thinking, yeah, right, mow the lawn. Mm-hmm, sure. And but you know what? I was at the kitchen sink that morning, and all of a sudden, it's 9 o'clock that morning, and I hear the lawnmower starting outside. And it was blessing of all blessings, because Michael was doing what we'd ask him to do, without us reminding him, and with a good attitude. Saturday morning, mowing the lawn on his own, like we'd agreed.
Now, parents, it doesn't get much better than that. You'll have to admit. And so a part of the challenge for us is to realize that one of the things that we have the privilege to do with our children is to instill in them this sense of responsibility, but also moving beyond the "I have to do that" to "I get to." In other words, beginning to experience that sense of joy and gratitude that comes deep from within. Part of that comes as you and I, as first of all, as parents, begin to live out that sense of joy. And so as we close this segment and before we go on to our teaching segment, Terry's going to challenge us parents with a few thoughts. And you've actually mentioned this first one a moment ago, Terry, when you're talking about becoming a little bit approachable. It's a part of what Michael was doing when he said to you, "Now, Terry, why don't you just ask me once to mow the lawn?" Right? We've got to really be approachable when our teenagers begin to feel those kind of things, don't we?
Yeah, we really do. And approachability means, first I have to check myself to make sure as a parent, am I too busy for them to approach me? Mm. I have to make sure that there's time available, literally, for me to be in the room, in the house, with them. And so first, am I checking, am I available? Am I too busy? And then the second one, am I emotionally available? Or am I shutting things down? Am I too preachy? Am I moved with lectures and sermons too often? Or can they just feel free to share their ideas, feelings, thoughts with me without fear of I'm going to jump on them? And so I've got to make sure that my child feels like they can talk to me. And if they've got an issue, that they can bring it to me. Secondly is I want to make sure that, like you said, Dad, that, you know, I'm spending regular quality time in my walk with God, and I'm really doing a check on how's my relationship with Him, because navigating the teenage years just requires a lot of self-restraint, I think. And, you know, what better way to equip me in areas of self-restraint than my love for the Lord to do that.
In fact, do you think this is a part of, I just thought of this, Terry. I think a part of the challenge here, see if this is true, is during the earlier childhood years, you know, like we were just upstairs with little Jonathan, and during those earlier years, you feel like you're getting something back from mm-hmm. those children. In other words, Jonathan just came running up toward me, big old arms stretched out, you know, hi, Granddaddy. Mm-hmm. And during those earlier childhood years, you're parenting this child, but you're getting some of their smiles, you're getting some of their arms lifted up, and you're probably getting some occasional thank yous,
Yes.
But when these people grow into teenage years, it seems like a lot of that stops.
Yeah, there's a sudden halt.
Is that possible?
Yeah, not only are you not getting anything back, sometimes you're not getting anything in response.
Yeah. And so I think a part of your challenge to us parents there is to say, it's during those years, you're probably going to have to look more to God than ever to meet your needs.
That's exactly.
You know, to be encouraged, to be supported, to be blessed, because you're not going to have much coming back from these teenagers, possibly.
That is so true. And I remember those days of spending, not only that, but spending so much time saying, you know, God, you know, we wrote this whole idea of parenting with intimacy, but right now intimacy is all the stuff I'm not saying that I'm thinking. And so I think, you know, another reason to spend time with God during the teenagers is just so that you can kind of tell God all that stuff that you really shouldn't say to your kid.
Yeah, there you go, folks, on Great Commandment Radio. It's one thing for Terry and I to write these books. It's quite another thing for us to try to live them. We think we're all in this together. We're glad you've joined us today. GreatCommandment.net. Visit us there on the website. We've got our Parenting with Intimacy book there that Terry and I had the privilege to write together as a father and a daughter. Intimate family moments will help you in your family times. Terry had given earlier ideas about, hey, just around the dinner table, what was the best part of your day? That's in intimate family moments, just how parents can churn to share together into this journey with their kids. And so join us there. Our teaching segment comes next. I think you'll be blessed as we talk about this environment of intimacy, this environment in which we really do find the opportunity to see our children grow in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Join us then. And then in a closing time, we'll give you some ideas about how to build competence in the lives of your teenagers. It's a really critical part of their life where they have an expanded list of things they feel good about in themselves. You'd be amazed how that'll positively affect their attitude. Back after this.
Dr. David Ferguson and Terry Ferguson Sneed, they'll be joining us for our final segment of Great Commandment Radio, because coming up next, we'll take you into a Parenting with Intimacy workshop. Parenting with Intimacy, the book, can be yours. And Intimate Family Moments, the how-tos for spending quality time together, can be yours. In fact, if you make them both yours this week, as a way of thanking you for supporting this broadcast and supporting the station you may be listening to right now, we want to give you a free one-year subscription to Great Commandment Life Online. Great Commandment Life Online, real-time advice and help and connections with people just like you. How to love God and love others as parents, as single adults, in marriage, in leadership, and more. So this week, order the Parenting with Intimacy book and Intimate Family Moments, and you'll get a free one-year subscription to Great Commandment Life Online. Find out more at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. More Great Commandment Radio right after this. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Psalms 139:3. Make it personal.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Intimate Moments, how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the greatest of all the commandments. Today, personalizing Psalms 139:3.
God is intimately acquainted, intimately involved in Sarah's needs, in Mark's life. You have a God who is intimately acquainted, caringly involved in my life, in my life. Make it personal. It'll begin to help you identify with a Christ who has loved you.
Dr. David Ferguson, Psalms 139:3. Take it personally. And for more tips on loving God and loving others, greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others, even your kids. Because our topic this week, how to raise children as your nearest disciples. And each day we're giving you a taste of parenting with intimacy by sneaking you into a Parenting with Intimacy workshop. Here's Dr. David Ferguson.
It's oftentimes hard to know a child any deeper than you were known. You remember my example of that workaholic father who was working those 70 and 80 hour weeks and was more adequate at work than he felt at home, and he's got these three boys and they're needing a daddy. And what he said was, they're needing a daddy and I don't even know what a daddy does. And then the rest of the story was, because I'm not sure I really had one. You see, his father was gone all the time and never there. And a part of what was happening was he was being challenged to impart life to his own sons, but he wasn't sure what it looked like. He was being challenged to really know them, to care about them, but he was struggling against who really knew me. You know, as we are challenged with the thought of parenting is all about being caringly involved with your children, the question for each of us was, who was caringly involved in your life? I remember seeing a family some years ago. We were trying to help a little daughter named Andrea. She was a preschool girl. And yet she was going through some terrible times of rage and temper outbursts. As you got to know Andrea, it was very interesting. She could read. She knew her math. She could do addition, subtraction. Okay. She could quote poetry. She was involved in athletics. She could tumble, ride side saddle on a horse, play soccer. But she was the most lonely little girl I have ever been around. You see, a part of what was happening is her family system was they were exposing her to all these activities. And they were taking her to countless things to equip her in all of these areas of her life. And yet, her family was struggling with, how do I even really care for this little girl? They didn't really know even how to be with her. They knew how to take her to learn how to play soccer. They knew how to take her to a tutor. They knew how to take her to a game and cheer for her, but they didn't really know how to just be in the same room and be with Andrea. One of the challenges of parenting is learning to be with our...
Dr. David Ferguson, that is from Parenting with Intimacy, a couple of pages out of an entire book, and you can order the book, Parenting with Intimacy, very practical, handbook-oriented, steps 1, 2, 3. Also, order Intimate Family Moments, which is a night-after-night guide on things to do together as a family besides watch television or bicker. Intimate Family Moments, how-tos for experiencing God in your family with your kids. Parenting with Intimacy, practical training in bringing up children as God intended. If you order both Parenting with Intimacy and Intimate Family Moments, we'll reward you by giving you a free one-year subscription to our Great Commandment Life online community. So just visit our website. Be sure to visit for today's free handout one way or the other. Thank you. GreatCommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net, or you can call us toll free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town and had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married?
Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
Take some of those promises, though those memory verses you may have hidden away in your heart, and personalize those.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Intimate Moments, how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the great commandment. Today, personalizing the promises.
Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all of my needs through His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Do you know that I have a God who, when I woke up this morning, He was longing to meet my needs? You have a God who is longing to meet your needs.
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. For the next 24 hours, personalize your promises in the Bible. And for more tips on Great Commandment living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy, 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008.
Teenagers with a good attitude. Now, does that sentence go together or what? You know, that's a part of today's journey. Today's challenge for us as parents, children as our nearest disciples, and yet this critical time in a young person's life, and they begin to experience a good attitude. How is that possible? In our closing segment, one of the ways that we found that's really helpful for teenagers is to help them in their growing list of competence, things they feel competent in. What is it that your child feels adequate in? That's a part of this process. So as a child grows up, they need to feel that sense of competence as we teach them. We come alongside and we teach them how to tie their shoes. We teach them how to dress themselves as young children. And then as they enter these adolescent years, we teach them. Maybe I remember teaching Eric how to change a tire when he was about 12 or 13 years old. And you would have thought he had flown to the moon. Because I remember after teaching him how to change a tire, he came home the next day, and he was so excited. He said, Dad, lunch today, told my friends about changing tires. Mm-hmm. You see, teenagers are feeling bad about themselves. They're feeling inadequate. They're feeling like, man, I'm headed toward the real world. I'm about to be whatever an adult is. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what one of those adults does. I don't know how an adult acts. I don't know how an adult feels. They're feeling very inadequate. So parents, one of the ways you really love your teenagers is to help them with their competence. Enter into their lives, teach them, encourage them in their growing list of what they can do. They can change tires. They can change oil. They can do a bank account. They can make long distance phone calls. They can check on the internet for travel plans. The more a teenager feels competent in the things they can do, the better their attitude. Now, that's worth listening all week long. Parents, I promise you. Share a few more ideas with them, Terry.
Sure. You're going to want to not only equip your children, your teenagers, in kind of practical things, you're going to want to equip them in relational things. You know, one of the best, some of the best times that I have had with our son Brad, when he's been a teenager and then even now in his young adult years, we've had some wonderful discussions in equipping him in how to relate to girls, you know, and just what do I say to those kind of people? And, you know, we had a discussion, a real special one, about equipping him and helping him feel competent in how to tell a girl that he doesn't want to date her and that he just wants to be friends. And what does he say and still be mindful of his feelings and mindful of hers? And so we're not only going to want to make sure that we equip our kids in kind of the practicalities of life, but we're going to want to equip them with the relational skills of life. And that's another one of those times wherein, you know, if I'm not sure myself, then I need to go find out. I need to get equipped relationally and so that I can have something to pass along to my kids.
That's right. And, you know, one of the final tips I think I'll venture out here, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Terry, is during these teenage years, and you were once a teenager, I recall.
Yes.
Yes, right. Is that, as you mentioned earlier, they're not the most responsive years. There's not a whole lot coming back for teenagers. So I would encourage you, parents, don't wait for your teenagers to ask you if you could help them in their inadequacies. You just enter into their life and begin to show them, to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And
let's go do this.
That's right. Let's go do it. Don't wait for them to ask. Don't wait them to feel, oh, you are such a phenomenal parent for even thinking of such a thing. Don't wait for a lot of appreciation and affirmation. You just enter into their life, and you start showing them, teaching them, training them, journeying with them. And I think you'll find over the long term, they'll open up, and sooner or later, it might take a few years, they might come back gratefully to bless you for it. That's a part of our hope for you on Great Commandment Radio. Thanks for joining us today. And tomorrow, final part of our young adult journey as we journey with the Lord and seeing our children become our nearest disciples. We'll hope to see you then.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, along with his eldest daughter, Terry Ferguson Snead. Together, they co-authored Parenting with Intimacy. Goes into a great more detail than we can do on this radio broadcast, Parenting with Intimacy. Find out more. Oh, don't forget to order today's free download. It's absolutely free. You've got our permission to send it to anyone you love. The book, Parenting with Intimacy, will give you specific step-by-step how-tos in helping your children become your nearest disciples and become disciples of the Lord in the process. Parenting with Intimacy. Also, we encourage you to order Intimate Family Moments. And this is also very practical, but it's a night after night, day after day, how to for spending time together, quality time together, and literally experiencing God's Word together and laughing and smiling while you do it. That's called Intimate Family Moments. You can find out more about that at our website. And this week, a reminder, when you order both Parenting with Intimacy and Intimate Family Moments, you'll receive a free one-year subscription to Great Commandment Life Online, our online community full of advice and support. And, well, you know, like we say, it's not good to be alone. Here's a great way to stay connected through Great Commandment Life Online. And you can receive a free one-year subscription by ordering Parenting with Intimacy and Intimate Family Moments. Also at our website, find out about our Great Commandment Network of churches, parenting courses, training for those who would like to teach parenting and marriage and leadership courses, and much, much more. It's greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or toll-free 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008. Next time on Great Commandment Radio, we move cautiously into the young adult years.
It really was.
It really was poured in love, but it was not the best of concrete jobs.